up in the morning and out to school.
It's August, and chances are either you or your kids are back at school. I think a lot about school, too, because of the bearing it has on music. School was where you learned what music you liked. Research tells us it suddenly became important to you at around age 10 or 11, and that by 14, your musical taste was pretty much solidified. Emotions and hormones ran high back then. Your musical soundtrack is connected to some heady memories. You were also making your way in the world socially. You knew in middle school that you had to be armed with a style and persona by the time you got to high school. You wanted desperately to make friends. Learning to dance became important. Science says that whether you ended up liking country, hip-hop, or rock depended mostly on who you hung out with. Music was crucial for social bonding, and what you listened to was even more important than what you wore. School is also where we formed our relationship with authority. Music reflects this, too. There are thousands of songs about school. Most tend to be negative about the whole thing, or at least irreverent. It was natural for you to rebel. You didn't want to be associated with the music of your teachers. Who would? So you listened to stuff from your own generation. Hopefully that which would put off your elders at least a little. Think School's Out by Alice Cooper and Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Whether you were a jock, a freak, or a frock, your school days were when you helped change music. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.